This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, y'all. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, the place that you can count on for, I guess you could call it counter-programming to the fiction that is being presented, the science fiction that is being presented to all of us, that we will never be free again without getting jabbed for a virus that arguably has not been isolated, just manufactured. The spike proteins are problematic. We talk about that all the time here, and we're going to dive headlong into it. Don't be afraid, because the water's warm here, and it's not containing dangerous spike proteins. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Good news today, reported from the Federal Appeals Court, after the Biden administration tried to flout the initial response to say, hey, you know, there are problems here with this OSHA directive, semi-mandate from the Biden administration, and we think there are a serious constitutional problems with it, so we're not going to let it go. And they said, oh, just back off a little bit. Give us time. And even the Washington Post is reporting that the Federal Appeals Court is just not backing down. They have halted the Biden administration's vaccine and or testing requirement for private businesses. It's not a good day to be a Biden. How about that, Super Don? Would not want to be. It's like see ya, wouldn't want to be ya kind of scenario with Biden. This guy's just losing it every turn.
But, you know, help me out here. Has there been a good day that you can think of for Biden? There hasn't been in a really long time. Maybe the day when he, for him anyway, when he got to put his hand on the Bible and raise his hand, that was a good day. But ever since then, it just seems like one disaster and crisis after another. And in this case, well, I mean, look, he's had two things that he's been trying to focus on that have been crucial to his presidency not being a complete train wreck. One is the budget situation, the reconciliation bill, which seems it still seems like it may go down in flames, but he's definitely not does not have really a victory in that. And the second is the mandates. That's the thing. We're going to get everybody vaccinated.
Yeah.
And he's going to, you know, right?
It's so creepy. It's so creepy the way he goes about it. But we are looking at the one country on the planet that could put a stop to all this nonsense, even though the Biden administration has been full court press on vaccine mandates. And even though the previous administration, I have to fault Trump for this, with Operation Warp Speed, it set all of this into motion. You know, I think we're philosophical about these things, Super Don, when we cover them and realize there's more than meets the eye to any of these things that occur. For instance, had Trump not pushed this vaccine, so-called vaccine, into warp speed, we would still be dealing with 1, 2, or 3% of us that have what we call vaccine hesitancy, because it really wasn't huge. They promoted it as this huge thing. But they are the ones, the bad guys, in our opinion, that blew it up. The World Health Organization, CDC, FDA, Fauci, and the like, Bill Gates, promoting this idea or this agenda that mRNA injections could somehow prevent the disaster that they said was happening due to a, let's say, a random act of viral manifestation that turns out it wasn't so random and, in fact, was funded pretty intensely through the Wuhan Virology Institute. And, again, Fauci's fingerprints are all over that. And we've got a big, well, another article coming out among many that will, because Bobby Kennedy's new book on Fauci, thanks to a lot of great people that have done a lot of research that know personally what he did. And we'll cover this probably more on Monday's broadcast. By the way, if you're with us on Sunday afternoon for the or mornings, depending on where you are, our nationally syndicated radio show through GCN, we are on 2 hours a day, five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 plus Eastern. And you can come on over to robertscottbell.com anytime or catch it live, robertscottbell.com/listen. And there's a live chat room, which is most active when we're together on the show, when we're broadcasting right now and Monday through Friday. Also, there in that chat room, it's just a great community. And beyond that time frame when it's active, when we're on the air, our buddy Kevin Tuttle, who's now the official guest getter of the Robert Scott Bell Show, helping Super Don out, has started this Fans of RSB show, which can be found on Telegram.
Telegram.
Yeah,
yep.
Telegram. So, and that's growing, too. I mean, I go on that Super Don once in a while to check it out. I'm like, dude, it used to be, you know, a few posts here and there. Now I'm like, oh, dude, I miss a day, and I'm like 100 behind. There's a lot
really?
Going on there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. It's just active, super active, which is good. But this federal appeal court ruling in New Orleans halting the Biden administration's attempts at through OSHA to establish a mandate for all companies over 100 employees, it's not going well for Biden and the administration or whoever's pulling the puppet strings, and that's a good thing. And I say this about the United States in that even though there are attempts to be dictatorial rulers on the executive branch side, and there are a lot of times that Congress and the Senate have backed down and said, oh, we'll let the president do it, right? The reality is when the checks and balances activate again, there's still evidence that there's some level of functionality there. And so I'm just saying to all of y'all that work for big companies, or if you are a big company and have a lot of employees, do not implement this. Back down on all of it. Reverse it, because there is no legal basis, lawful basis for you to enforce the OSHA so-called mandate. It is absolutely unconstitutional, indiscriminate, and unenforceable, as we know, except for if we can get Biden's regime to put the Hitler Youth back out into America, Young Americans for Hitler. What would it be? You know, the Stasi, the East German Stasi, the snitches. They know they don't have enough agents at OSHA to do this. They're looking for snitches. And we talked about this on Friday, is that any disgruntled employee, former employer, if you're just not liked and you're a company that people don't like, they'll just start sending in anonymous messages to OSHA. Oh, this company is not masking. Oh, this company is not mandating the vaccine. Oh, they're not getting tested if they have an exemption, religious or otherwise. On and on it will go. You can talk about a disaster of paranoia. That's what it would be. And around the world, there are a lot of countries that have not the checks and balances that barely exist here in America, but still, in this case, apparently are working at least a little bit, Super Don.
Well, and this is, you know, I'm just reading here the opinion in the ruling on this case here. And it's, you know, Biden's administration is going to, and his lawyers are really going to have to try and do some gymnastics to try, I think, to overcome this. This is pretty significant, what they wrote here. You know, they're saying that the mandate is a one-size-fits-all sledgehammer that makes hardly any attempt to account for differences in workplaces and workers that have more than a little bearing on workers' varying degrees of susceptibility to the supposedly, I love the wording on that, the supposedly, in quotes, grave danger the mandate purports to address. And they said they believe that the ruling imposed a financial burden on businesses, which it does, and potentially violated the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. They're really going to have to really do some backflips to try and prove that that's not the case.
Isn't this what our good buddy Jonathan Emord, FDA Dragon Slayer, has been saying when we brought this up week after week on the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition on our Thursday show? And he said basically there are going to be so many challenges, much less so much to overcome for the Biden administration to show that this is somehow constitutional. Now, I wouldn't put it past this. Let's say if this climbs the ladder and ends up in the Supreme Court, remember the Justice Roberts Supreme Court did gymnastics to make Obamacare constitutional.
Right.
So I'm not holding my breath totally on this, Super D. It is still a concern for me, although at the same time, the rightful remedy when that happens is what? Nullification by the 10th Amendment. And so we can't ignore that. And I'm saying right now the companies have full authority to nullify this and say we are not participating in this based on just this three-judge panel ruling, which is not subtle. I mean, this has got a lot of teeth, a lot of teeth in it, right? This is not like, oh, well, maybe they, I mean, I'm not saying they can't twist it at the Supreme Court level because they've done it before. But, dude, this is going to create such a rebellion if they actually rule in favor.
And I think, Robert, I mean, we're talking about the Fifth Circuit, you know, so the Supreme Court, obviously, that's the end of the road, right? But, you know, it would be interesting. I'd love to have this conversation with Emore.
Yeah.
If the Supreme Court says, yeah, hey, everything's good with this, no problem, is there still not a possibility that the Tenth Amendment could come into play on a statewide basis?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it would more importantly.
I think that's where this ends.
Where it manifests there, yeah. Now, by the way, second article in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, in addition to what we've just been covering, headline reads from Bloomberg, not vaccinated, prepare to pay as government's ready crackdowns. And I was looking at this, I'm like, dude, that's not America, is it? No, it's internationally. Talking about the lockdowns in Australia, medical bills in Singapore. If you don't get the jab, you're going to have to pay for your own bills, you know, in a socialized system. Lithuania, it was vaccine certification to enter bars, restaurants. Lithuania went further. I have ancestry out of Lithuania. My grandma walked from Lithuania to Palestine when it became Israel. And citizens over 16 must provide COVID immunity certificates to enter any restaurants, cafe, on and on it goes. And they're going to say you're going to have to start paying 100 euros to people over age 75 to get. I mean, look, they're going to fine people. Now, in the U.S., this article does mention the mandate, but they don't acknowledge, even though they say that the failure to comply with the so-called OSHA mandate could trigger fines as much as $136,000. That's what they want you to believe. The fact of the matter is, in America now, we see some pushback, significant pushback, that may or may not be happening through the governments of other countries. Estonia, they talk about. Ukraine, they're talking about. I mean, it's like the pharmaceutical church is basically engulfed and devoured most every government on the planet, and even the American government. But here we have an element of still in our DNA, a spirit of, no, you won't. No, you didn't. No, you can't. That is mandate. Force me to do what I don't want to do in violation of my conscience, in violation of my religious beliefs, philosophical beliefs, and medical perspectives, all of the above. So good news here in America. I hope the news gets better for those listening around the world to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep pushing back on the mandates. They are unconscionable. They are vile. And the people who are promoting them are actually monsters on the order of a Fauci. When we come back, we're going to talk about one state in the nation, Vermont, the highest rate of vaccination and what's happening there. It ain't what the pro-vaccinators want you to know, but we'll be back with it after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as they always are. Sign up for email alerts there, please. Supernet will send you out some great, great options on health and healing and just great deals. App. Excuse me. I'm getting verklempt about all this exciting thing. I'm drinking my tea here, and I think it went to the wrong pipe.
Yes. We're at that part, that time of the year where everybody's going to be dropping their prices for people to buy, you know, all the stuff that we talk about here on the show and the supporters of this show. So I will be sending emails out on those things, in addition to all of the – there's some great webinars and summits that are happening between now and the end of the year, where you can get a lot of free information on all kinds of different subjects. So get signed up.
Right. And while our mainstream media in America is not covering the global community and the protests that are happening, even though their governments are in lock, stock, and barrel with Big Pharma, the people are not. Thousands to hundreds of thousands and more marching everywhere. We'll be covering that more next week. But right now in Little Vermont, in the northeastern New England arena area of America, headline news at ABC, Vermont has the highest vaccination rate in the country. They're asking, so why are cases surging? And they want to blame the Delta variant, partly, right? But how about those physicians and researchers, including Luc Montagnier out of France, Nobel Prize-winning scientist, research scientist, PhD, MD? He has said that the vaccines or the mRNA injections are driving the variants. They are the main driver of the so-called variants that, by the way, there's no official test approved for the variants, right? None of the testing facilities in the United States have gotten their tests validated outside of self-validation, which, if you're a research scientist, that doesn't fly. It just doesn't fly. They haven't even gone up to the federal level to ask for an emergency use authorization on any of the so-called variant tests. So they're not tests. Not legitimate, standardized, and validated tests. But Vermont, again, one of the most if not the most vaccinated state, according to the mRNA jab models, is experiencing the worst COVID surge yet. What is it? It's because we're so successful at vaccinating everybody? That's why it's happening? Are you admitting that the vaccines are the primary driver of what's manifesting right now? Or how do you explain this away? It's like, well, no, they all got so many shots that they took off their mask. Well, I thought the shots were supposed to protect you so you could take off your mask. I don't even see that they're arguing about the masking here issue. They're just questions like, what is it? Oh, it's a Delta variant. Partly, anyway. They can't even fully say it because they know people will call them out on it. It's bogus. And we also know that the claims that the hospitals are being filled with non-vaccinated COVID victims is false. It's just an absolute travesty that they can get away with it, but the mainstream media will do and say whatever they want, and the sleeping masses that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show will follow right along and go, yep, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But what is it that we covered last week? Absolutely dismantled that with Aaron Seary's presentation. If you miss a day, yeah, you missed a lot of information this past week. The whole idea that that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is completely destroyed, utterly decimated. It's not happening. And statewide in Vermont, they said those driving the surge are people in their 20s. Well, if you want to blame unvaccinated 20-somethings, but guess what? What we reported on is that not one case does the CDC have through Freedom of Information Act request. Not one piece of evidence. Not one case of a young person, a child, or any unvaccinated individual transmitting what they call COVID-19 to anyone else. In most scientific circles, that would be what you'd call a dilemma, maybe? something that completely destroys the claim that the Biden administration and others are making that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. CDC doesn't have one case evidence. Superdon, have you thought about that since we covered that? How astonishing and stunning that isn't front page news everywhere? I mean, I'm not surprised because we know of the corruption in media, but good Lord.
Yeah, there are lots of surprises. Really. And we knew this would happen. We knew it was going to take some time before this stuff would start coming out. You know, everybody was reacting and they were afraid and the government was taking advantage of the fear and the pandemonium and the chaos and stuff like that. And so a lot of people were just taking what they said for granted. But yeah, now, what, year and a half later?
Yeah. So if you've got the most highly vaccinated population in the states where you have a lot of compliance and you're seeing massive spikes, and then Florida, the place with the least restrictions, it's like the lowest in the nation. Oh, explain that, Fauci.
California is like three times worse than Florida.
Yeah, exactly. With all of their crackdowns.
Nobody wants to talk.
We got to take a break here. All right, Super D. We got a lot to do, including Colorado. What's the spike there? Good Lord. Is it more mystery? Yeah, that's according to them, but not here. We'll explain it after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Several top Biden administration officials arguing today that the White House-backed social spending package may be a solution to soaring inflation in the country. Brian Deese, director of the White House's National Economic Council on NBC's Meet the Press, admitted inflation is high as he touted the president's economic recovery.
because of the actions the president has taken, we're now seeing an economic recovery that most people didn't think was possible then. Economic growth in America is outstripping any other developed country, and the unemployment rate has come down to 4.6%. That's about 2 years faster than experts projected.
Nearly 200 countries attending the COP26 climate talks in Scotland agreeing to a global climate deal on Saturday following last-minute changes pushed by China and India that watered down language about use of coal power. Deal comes after weeks of talks. USA Radio News. The White House is planning a ceremony Monday for President Joe Biden's signing of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. As USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports, the president's Secretary of Transportation says the bill will define this decade.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said on Friday the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is about investments that will define the 2020s.
One thing that's really important to remember is that this is not quite the same as that 2009 bill when the focus really was on what they call the shovel-ready projects, getting those dollars into the economy right away. Here it's about making sure that we do work right away and for the long run. I mean, this is really about investments that will define the 2020s. And so the focus is on shovel-worthy projects.
In an interview with CNN host Jake Tapper, Buttigieg said the focus will sometimes accelerate things that are already underway.
President expected to land on the White House lawn in a helicopter for Monday's ceremony. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks once again for y'all being here with us. If it's only once a week, we'll take it, but my gosh, it's five additional days of the week. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com/listen. You got a live chat room happening, and of course we simulcast through a lot of social media that hasn't banned us yet. Hopefully never, but you never know, so we just keep on going. Bring it on. We also have a patron support option. If you go to the notes, you'll see a banner on the right hand side. Those of you for as little as $4.99 a month have access to really a lot of special audio and video clips that are not available anywhere else. And we do monthly Ask Me Anythings. They're called AMAs. And they are a lot of fun. We've developed quite a great community. It's not just questions to you, Super D, and me, RSB, but a lot of questions going back and forth. And it's great community helping one another out. We do that once a month. We'll be letting you know when that is soon. And, again, great giveaways as well. Last, I can't even remember what we gave away last month, but This month, I know we're going to be giving away some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel for those. We usually have fun trivia questions on the AMAs.
Last month, we had some our good friend Leslie.
Yes.
Donated some selenium and chromium books that were put out by Chris Barr.
Oh, yeah. Our good friend, our dearly departed friend, not a doc.
That's right.
I've written books on chromium and selenium. Hey, yeah, by the way, you can still get those at choosetobehealthy.com, our good friend Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. And you can use the code RSB5 to get a discount on all the 100% whole foods supplements we recommend. And now choosetobehealthy.com has the Sovereign Copper, the bioactive copper hydrosol. And if you haven't seen any of my lectures on that topic, my gosh, even on the show I did a simulcast, which we do Mondays with Brighteon.tv. We replayed that one, I think, where I went through the four key sequences that you need to consider in protecting yourself from the harm of these so-called spike proteins and more. They will not acknowledge these things in the mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted media, but that's why you listen and watch the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's see, what else we got to give away? We got that. Oh, we get the CBD. We did another big giveaway. Y'all, this is the greatest thing ever. CBDNF, Nutritional Frontiers, are good friends there outside of Pittsburgh. They have 100% organic, full-spectrum hemp extract oil grown in America, Colorado-grown, so clean, so pure, and they're amazing products. And if you go to CBDNF.com, you just sign up to be a customer there, mention the Robert Scott Bell Show, they'll send you a goodie bag, a thank you gift or gifts of samples of the CBD we use. And then you take a picture of those samples with you, send it into Superdon, askrsb@gmail.com, and guess what? You're entered into a monthly prize drawing as well. You can win free stuff. Come on. I know. Stuff's getting expensive, and we're still giving stuff away for free. What's up with that, Super D? We must be crazy.
I think I still have a fruitcake from last Christmas that I haven't given away yet.
You better get – no, don't – you have to start your own show if you're giving away fruitcake.
No? Okay.
I'm not going to do that here. I wouldn't subject anybody to that. So lots of good stuff that we get to do on top of all the delivery of news and information that you can't find anywhere else, not this way anyway. And there is an RSB Newsroom Superdon's set up at Facebook for those of you still using that to cover things we don't even have time to cover. So on with the news. This is a story we just covered out of Vermont. Now we're in Colorado. Headline at Denver CBS local affiliate. Colorado spike in COVID cases still a mystery. Trajectory could be difficult to predict. Now, do you notice a common theme here? We don't know why it's still happening. We don't know why it's coming back. We don't know why it's getting worse. Despite all of the mandates, perceived or artificial or real, and the vast majority of apparently in certain cases, and certainly like Colorado, I bet Boulder is 99% knocked up with the shot, this mRNA jab, because they're so lunatic liberal that they believe anything the government tells them. Despite the fact that pharma owns the government, they used to be suspicious of big pharma. Now they're all in for big pharma. So a team of statisticians from Colorado State University spent the pandemic helping the state of Colorado forecast spikes in COVID-19 cases. It says the recent surge in Colorado is mysterious. Really? That's all you got? A year and a half in, we get more definitive knowledge and information to deliver to you as time goes by. They get more confused. They scratch their heads until they got holes in their heads and their brains fall out because they're not critical thinkers. Could it be that the vast majority of the driver of what's happening in terms of reemergence or variants that they call, could it be that the vaccine or shot jab compliance is driving this increase or spike? They can't consider it because their whole belief system, their whole cult, their whole religion is dependent upon the vaccines being the savior of mankind. And of course, if you listen to this show for any length of time, you'll realize we don't worship at that church. That's not part of our belief system. So we can speak directly at it and point out its absurdities, its fallacies. Spike proteins may be real. Of all the things that we speculate on that's real and not real, according to the patent documents from 2002, they apparently are real, and they patented them just less than a year before the first SARS outbreak in 2003, interestingly enough. So whatever viruses are, they are apparently deliverers of patented 10-nanometer spike proteins that are the great danger here. And nothing in modern medicine is set to answer that except for those some of those physicians who acknowledge the protective mechanisms in hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and even some that are promoting dietary supplements like zinc. But the problem is with overdosing on zinc, even if it doesn't kill you or hurt you really, you go too far, of course you can, but I'm talking about just a little bit too much ongoing. That's what's happening with zinc, 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 zinc. You're depleting your copper stores and also making your entire vasculature much more vulnerable to spike protein damage, inflammation, and the degeneration that can come rapidly in those cases, even though it might deliver slowly over time and then manifest suddenly as myocarditis, pericarditis after a jab, for instance, or vascular issues like blood bleeding internally, coagulation issues, stroke issues. And they're trying to convince us that it's normal for kids to have heart attacks and strokes now, which if anybody's been alive for any length of time as an adult, you know that you never heard of heart attacks in children. And I'm not to say that there's never been an anomaly in the history of medicine. That's not what I'm saying. But now it's on the side of buses saying kids get heart attacks, too. Kids get strokes, too. What are they propagandizing us to believe? Complete falsehoods created by the insanity that is the Church of Biological Mysticism, Pharmaceutical Mysticism, as it manifests in mRNA injections to prevent something that it's actually causing. I say this stuff, Super Don. I'm like, I still, some days, I can't believe I'm having to say this stuff.
Yeah, well, nothing, it almost seems like nothing will surprise us anymore.
Right.
Right? You know, whether it's what the government is doing or what people are willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, sometimes we just sit here and just shake our heads. It's like, really? Are you people believing this? You guys are going along with this?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? The positive, you know, silver lining of this whole thing is that there's a lot of people, a lot more people, and I'll admit, you got me, I was wrong on this one. You got me on this one. I had less faith in humanity than you did, and I got to give you credit for that. But yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot more people than I expected that are standing up and saying no to this situation.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? I mean, think about the entire time we've been going through this, and they, you know, you had the claims of death and on, and we're like, we were looking at and saying, could this be just flu and colds and other things, and it's taking out old people as a possibility? And you say, oh, so you go through the first wave, the intense wave of what they call a pandemic. Who does it take out? The most vulnerable, the sick, the elderly, the oldest among us, the comorbid among us. And then they acknowledge other risk factors of obesity and diabetes, the classics, right, like that. So then they roll out the vaccine as the thing is dissipating, right? The initial wave of all the old people dying, and it's kind of tapering down, tapering down, tapering down. And now that they've gone full bore since they've introduced the jabs, and you find that people are dying at higher rates, all-cause mortality is up. And it's like that wasn't happening before the jabs came out. So at what point do people acknowledge, as you say, you didn't think they would, but some are, even physicians, leaving the tribe to say, you know what? It's the jab that's causing this. So they say it's a mystery, and they scratch their heads till they have a hole in their head, and they're like, we're the most jabbed country, city, whatever, and it's worse than ever. Do you think the jab might have something to do with that? Instead of blaming the non-jab? That's stupid.
It's the disinformation dozen.
Oh, yeah. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC.
It's those anti-vaxxers, man. Right. It's just misinformation.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. And then you go to remdesivir, the liver and kidney destructive drug.
Dude, I think this is, now maybe I'm misunderstanding this story.
Yeah.
I think this is the coolest story. This is probably like the best one day.
Why?
Because, you know, they've been pushing the whole remdesivir thing, right? Oh, you're going to take remdesivir, you know, and everybody else is like, what about this or what about that? Or, no, remdesivir, that's the one. Well, apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a scientist, I'm not an egghead, but I'm looking at this and I'm going, is it possible that what we're seeing is that the remdesivir is actually making it worse?
You've heard me say it how many times?
Remdesivir apparently is making COVID worse, and it's creating worse COVID.
Yeah, and now they're claiming it's a mutation to resist remdesivir. But these so-called antiviral drugs, we've been covering the absurdity of them, like Tamiflu for years.
Hold the presses here for just a second here.
Okay.
In order for the COVID to become resistant to the remdesivir, and again, let me preface my question. I might be asking a dumb question because I'm not a science guy. Okay? I'm a radio producer guy. But in order for it to become remdesivir resistant, isn't there like some interaction between the virus and the remdesivir that causes it to become resistant? Had they not used the remdesivir, it wouldn't be remdesivir resistant, would it?
That is correct.
Okay, so the remdesivir has created another strain and a mutation of the COVID virus.
That's what they're claiming, yes.
So it failed.
It failed. The only thing it succeeds in doing is killing patients because it destroys what's left of their liver and kidneys. And then they put them on a vent, right? They intubate them, medicate them, put them on a vent, and kill them. This is the killing fields of modern medicine manifested in a phony COVID crisis. You know, the phoniness is that it's artificially created, artificially induced. This is not a natural phenomenon. Nothing about this is a natural phenomenon. And modern medicine has a lot to answer for. The third, second, or first leading cause of death. All right, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about gold. We were going to talk about it as it relates to medicine, but we'll also talk about it economically in the era of seemingly semi-hyperinflation thanks to the Federal Reserve and the Biden administration. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bill Show. Thanks for sharing the show. That's how people learn about it. I can't tell you we're still the best. I will tell you we're the best kept secret in Hill Talk Media. How many people go, Robert Scott Bell Show? What's that? Y'all got to tell people about it. If you want them to be in the know, if you want them to be empowered to recognize the power to you is theirs, like you know it's yours. Thank you for being here, but please do share the show. RobertScottBell.com. Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, making it sound so good. And we do healing, physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, spiritual healing, sometimes political healing. Today, we're going to hit a little economic healing. Yes, healing principles are back in vogue in the economy, but they involve something real, tangible, and limited in quantity. Not Federal Reserve notes. But Aurum Metallicum, the Latin name for gold, it's back. It's in vogue. Cue Madonna. with bulls loving faster inflation again. So, yes, in an era when the Federal Reserve inflates the money supply, resulting in a weakening of the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve note dollar, where do people run to? For a while, the stock market, until they see the earnings don't make sense, and then they start abandoning that, and then the crash comes in. Who's holding the gold and silver still has the ability to interact economically with one another while everybody else is trying to, you know, go, what do I do with this Federal Reserve note? Well, wipe your butt with it. That's about all it'll be good for. I'm not thrilled about it, but that's the inevitability of a fiat Federal Reserve system that is based on what we call fractional reserve banking, and its fractions get smaller and smaller. The money can't buy as much, and you look at gas prices and they say, well, I don't know how they can blame Trump for that. I don't think they can, but Biden's just ignoring the reality. You know, what do you do when you shut down supply as well as increase supply of the money, shut down supply of oil, increase supply of money? What do you think is going to happen to the price? It's going to skyrocket. So what do you take away on the gold thing? It's something we've been talking about for years. It's part and parcel to who I am and who this show is, what the show is.
Gold is cool again.
Yeah.
You haven't heard anybody talk about that a whole lot, really. You know, everything's all about, you know, the stocks and Bitcoin and, you know, whatever. But the problem is, I think, that in order for it to have become cool again, it's because of inflation, right?
Yes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, it's that's kind of a painful thing for people to have to endure, right? I mean, the inflation.
Well, let's just say it this way. If you rely solely on the Federal Reserve note as your basis for savings, you're hosed. I'm just saying it. I got to say it honestly. That's always been the long-term strategy, even when the Federal Reserve note apparently appears to be strong, I think through market manipulation. But what is resolved to become money again? The thing that has been money for thousands and thousands of years. And gold is not eliminated by an EMP. Silver as well, another viable thing. We talk about both of these things, silver and gold as medicine, and copper. And in fact, we'll cover a gold story tomorrow on Monday's show about gold in relation to antibiotics. But man, oh man, oh man, I've been saying it. I'm not the only one. It's just another aspect of what we do here and look to say, hey, what are the foundational principles that make health happen? And when we talk about economic health, it's the ability to hold things that retain value. Maybe they argue, it doesn't go up as fast as the stock market. But yeah, when the stock market crashes and you weigh it out, you still have the steady ability to take an ounce of gold and buy the same stuff that you could buy 100 years ago with an ounce of gold. Same that were still being made. You know what I'm saying? Same stuff. I'm not talking about cheap crap from China, which is right now probably sitting out of the port of Los Angeles, right? Do you see that? They all want to go out on boats and just rescue Christmas from those boats, individual, like a Dunkirk in mass.
Yeah, I was just going to say Dunkirk, right?
Yeah. A reverse Dunkirk. Let's bring the cheap stuff from China in. Anyway, I just want you to look deeper into these issues so that you're not caught unaware. You're not caught, oh my gosh, I didn't know. Yeah, you do know. Find a way to convert every little bit you can into something that will maintain or sustain value that has throughout the ages, right? I'm not an investment guy. I'm not a stock portfolio guy. So take what I'm saying with a grain of gold and silver. But seriously, look into the gold backs that are now legal tender in Utah, Nevada, and New Hampshire as a means of exchange. Because people around the country, whether they're in those three states or not, are going to go, yeah, I'd rather have that than a Federal Reserve note. There are ways. There's goldback.com. Check it out. By the way, get the bioactive copper hydrosol. You can go to sovereignsilver.com. We have a link, RSB20, for a discount, or go to choosetobehealthy.com. And if your heart is a flutter and you need it back in balance, how about some cardio miracle? Check that out. Use the code RSB and get 15% off on that as well. We're going to take a break here. Be back for hour two on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.